This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess that's us. Yeah, that's us. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, here we go. You dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Brad's engineering the broadcast today. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line is 605-477-3249. It's up 24 hours a day. 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. And you?
I'm good, thank you.
You know, yeah. I was thinking about what we're going to talk about today, which is ancient farming methods or what to do with a farm and no tractor. Now, who better to discuss that with than you? I can't think of anyone, because that's what you do.
That's right. That's what I do. And part of the reason that I do it, particular neighbors of ours do have tractors, because they had tractors before they moved on to their farms. But I didn't have a tractor before I moved on to this place. And after I moved on, I realized that the ground was... for probably about over 45 weeks of the year, either concrete or bog, neither of which is conducive to using a tractor anyway.
Yeah.
And so because we live in a semi-arid area in a eucalyptus forest, so because we live in a eucalyptus forest, ploughing is out. And, you know, you'll end up hitting roots every 5 seconds and then killing all the eucalyptus trees and they'll fall down and all that. So you can't do that. And so, like I say, it's either bog or concrete for most of the year anyway. And so what would be the point of that?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about these eucalyptus trees. Do they have a lot of sap, and if they catch on fire, is it a really hot fire because of the sap?
They don't. Well, they have a sap, but what's really dangerous about them is that they have a volatile oil, eucalyptus oil. Literally, the leaves are so full of eucalyptus oil that if you hold them up to the light, you can actually see drops of eucalyptus oil inside the leaves.
Hmm.
And that's what the problem is, rather than the sap.
Okay, so the reason I was asking is, I was reading a couple comments on posts about these wildfires. Well, they're being called wildfires. Some people think that they are arson. I happen to believe that they're either carelessness or arson. But in California, and of course in Spain and Portugal as well. And what some people are saying in their comments is, you know, if we weren't importing these eucalyptus trees, these fires wouldn't spread and wouldn't be so hot, you know, the ones mm-hmm. that they're planting in California, because they're not indigenous. Is that correct?
I would tend to agree. Saying that there's something, this type of ecology that we live in is actually called fire ecology, okay? And the trees are actually, they need fire to set viable seed or for the seed to germinate. And around here, there hasn't been a fire in a very, very, very long time. And it's a priority to keep down the fuel load underneath the trees. And I do that by keeping a horse, okay? And the horse eats the grass. And also we gather the branches that they drop. Now, if anyone's planning on planting a eucalyptus tree in their garden, they have to be aware that they do grow to be enormous. The ones here would have to be, on average, between 50 and 100 feet tall. They grow to be ancient, and they... they drop branches as just a part of what they do. And what happens is they get to a certain size, okay, and they grow branches of a certain diameter, and then the branch dies, and then after so many years, the weight of the branch itself actually... of the dried off dead branch usually, although sometimes they're living branches, the tree drops, quite literally drops branches in a high wind, which is quite good for if you're keeping a fire, a property for woodlot purposes, because you never have to cut down trees. Because on a certain size of lot, there's always going to be branches lying around. But on the other hand, for fire management, it's not good. And you have to be aware that you can't go walking around the forest in a high wind, because even a wind of 50 or 60 miles an hour might be enough to knock the branches off. So it doesn't even have to be particularly, you know, hurricane force winds or anything like that. Even 40 or 50 mile an hour winds could be strong enough to get the tree swaying enough for the branches to start falling. And it's after such wind storms that you always see the new branches lying around the property. And the other thing is, here that eucalyptus trees do, I think that they're a stupid tree to plant anywhere in the world except for Australia, because they alter the soil ecology. They send their volatile oil as a type of pheromone into the soil. And the roots of the tree, they sap up so much water from the soil that they actually make a semi-arid environment. They actually dry out the soil and they rob the soil of nutrition. And you see an area where the eucalyptus trees have been gotten rid of and another species has been planted in their place. And within probably 10 years, the fertility of the soil has just increased hugely. Yeah, so if you're thinking of planting eucalyptus trees, just don't, because they're really bad on a bunch of different fronts. They're good.
There's a state park down, maybe 40 miles or so from our farm, and it's called Bennett Spring State Park. It's in Missouri. It's about 5 square miles. And it was established in 1933. The elevation's about 1,000 feet. And this park is open just about every day, and you can visit it, and you can fish and so forth. But the state sets fire to the woods every 6 to 10 years or so. And I thought that that was appalling. But that's what they do. And they call it, you know, management of the woods. And I was looking to buy a farm near that park. And I noticed that it looked like somebody set fire to this farm.
Mm-hmm.
The trees were burned at the bottom, and there wasn't much growth, you know, much undergrowth, and there weren't very many saplings. I thought, this is really weird. It's like a moonscape, except it has some trees in it. And, you know, the seller was really not interested in telling me the truth about what happened.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to say, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, state sets fire to this place every, you know, every few years or so. And when they do, you know, you got to leave because the smoke is just so intense that you can't stay here. He didn't say that. But I think mm-hmm. That would have been the honest thing to say. But that's what the state does. They set it on fire. And the problem is they're not always so good about containing the fires, you know, to
yeah,
their own property.
That's the thing. They're really good at starting them. They're not so good at putting them out sometimes.
Yeah, and it's hard to put them out.
Yeah. Here in Australia, they do that all the time because it's... If you haven't got livestock and if you haven't got a population of humans actually going into the forest collecting the wood, it's about the only effective way of reducing the fuel load. And so what they do is during the wet time of the year, so you're looking at probably about from May through to August or September, what they'll do is they'll go through and they'll actually set forest fires. They'll notify everybody with big signs on the road and public service announcements and all of that where they're going to have the controlled burn so that people don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because everybody around here is very, very fire conscious. And but that's what they do, and they call them around here controlled burns, and it's really the only way of reducing the fuel load. And if it's done properly, if it's done at the right time of the year, it's not so much of a problem. But this, you know, they could achieve a similar result by just allowing the population to go into the state park and freely collect firewood.
Yeah.
That would achieve a similar result.
That's what we do here on our farm.
They charge a tax on the population, and you actually have police patrolling the state park.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Classic 1F Isaacs is with us. And if you'd like to visit her Facebook page, you can go to usapreparis.com and you can click on instructors and you'll be able to link right to her Facebook page. Also, there's a link on page 1, USA Prepares. We've been talking about rural areas and fires. And Gwyneth, have you ever driven through a wildfire?
I've never driven through a wildfire, but many years ago, my husband and I were living on an island with our children in southeast Queensland called Russell Island. And at the time, there was a very large bushfire on North Stradbroke Island, which was only 100 metres away across a piece of water called Kneiper Passage, okay, and which was a shipping lane. And there was mangrove trees bordering North Stradbroke Island, and there were mangrove trees bordering Russell Island, so that the mangrove trees won't burn, because they've got a very, very high salt content. But the embers, we were downwind of this fire, and the embers were getting blown from North Stradbroke Island to where we were. And it was absolutely terrifying, because what people say is that being so close to such a big fire, it's like that the noise is like a freight train, and I can absolutely verify that. Mm-hmm. And my husband and myself, our response was to instruct all of the children. He had five children, and I had Connor. These other five children were my stepchildren. I had my young son, and I think I was pregnant at the time with my other son. And we all went around stamping out the embers and, you know, getting the children to stamp out the embers, even putting a little pair of shoes on the toddler and having him stamp out the embers too. And, you know, it's a day I will never, ever, ever forget, because you know, while most of us were busy stamping out embers, I said to my husband, darling, it might be a good time now to hook the powerboat up to the car and take it down to the jetty so that you can put it in the water quickly and in case we all might to get out of here, you know, because... If, you know, there was only one road into town, and if the fire had come through, that definitely would have been blocked, which would have trapped us. So, and the only other way off the island was through this kind of muddy, they called it the jetty, but it was actually just, it was through the mud and onto tidal flats, but you could actually, at a stretch, you could launch a powerboat there. And, you know, that's, the local fishermen used to do that. But that is absolutely true. But what you've got to recognise is that fire is a part of eucalyptus ecology. If you go planting eucalyptus trees, you're either going to have controlled burns or you're going to have massive bushfires of the type that we saw here in Victoria a number of years ago, 2008 and 2009, they had wildfires that stretched 200 or 300 kilometres all the way from Melbourne, suburban Melbourne, up to Bendigo, and as far west as Englewood, which is only about 40 kilometres from here. So the Black Saturday bushfires didn't quite reach here, but they reached to within 40 kilometres of here. And you still see the fire scars on the landscape from that set of bushfires to this day. And what I think happened with these bushfires in California, I think they were deliberately set. Because
I
there
do
were
as well.
13 or 14 different fires. I think there were 13
we've
different
got,
fires.
Hold up, we've got Truck Driver Jay coming on right after the break. We'll be right back.
They were all at the same time.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Live in Australia, Kenneth Isaacs and truck driver Jay joining us. Welcome, Jay.
Good morning, Vincent. Okay.
Good morning.
I was talking to the engineer about the call-in listening line. It's on some kind of loop. You're talking to Dr. Sheely. But anyways, the engineer said that y'all were talking about the fires in California, and I just came out of California, Northern California to be exact. I went in to California, I think, Saturday, and you can smell, if you're east of Sacramento, you can smell the smoke. It is very strong. I've been told that the people around Santa Maria, they're walking around with surgical masks on their face because the smoke is so thick. You know, they're breathing this stuff in, and one of the councilmen from Santa Maria, he said, if you're planning on coming to this town to visit, you are not welcome. You know, if you do not have to be there, they don't want you there. They, you know, unless you are a firefighter, you know, or you're bringing in supplies, you know, to help with the relief, they don't want you in there. You know, there's too many people in there already.
Mm-hmm. Jay, let me ask you this. Have you ever driven through a wildfire? I mean, where there's fire on both sides of the road?
No. The Forestry Service, the DOT, they will shut down the highway before you get to it, so that you're not in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me share this with you and Gwyneth, and maybe you can make some comments. Back in the 1990s, I was traveling to Florida with our family. Our children were competing in Disney's Wide World of Sports in the National Karate Championships. And there were some wildfires in this part of Florida, just like you see in California.
Yeah.
And everything was fine. There's a little smoke here and there. And all of a sudden, we entered a wall of smoke. And we were on the interstate. And what happened was terrifying. We saw fires on the left, fires on the right, fires were jumping the interstate. The median was on fire. You could even see telephone poles or power poles on fire. And you could even see power poles that were burned and were being suspended just by the wires.
Wow.
Of the nearby power poles. Yeah, absolutely true. And here's what was terrifying. So you see this wall of smoke, and you're traveling at interstate speeds. The guys behind you are traveling at the same speed. And if you slow down, or you stop, or you try to find a place to pull, you're going to be rear-ended by many cars. You know,
yeah.
It could be 100 and trucks. And you can't pull over, even if you want to, because the sides of the road are on fire. So if you do, the likelihood of the gasoline in your vehicle exploding is very high. So you can't go to the left because the median's on fire. You can't go to the right because the edge of the road's on fire. You can't go straight because you can't see where you're going. And if you stop, you're going to get killed. That's what I experienced. And
you just have to keep going.
Yeah. And you try to go a little slower, you know, over time, a little slower. And hopefully everybody else does as well. And you really don't know where you're going. Literally, you're driving blind. And if you look at the internet of some of the pictures of the road, you'll see that the smoke is absolutely blinding, meaning you can't see the taillights of the vehicle in front of you. So you think, you know, there's probably nobody there, but it's not true. They're just a few feet ahead of you.
Well, the route I took, I came in from Nevada on Interstate 80. It came over, you know, down Donner Pass and came down towards Fresno and then got on 99, down to Sacramento and then down on 99 towards Fresno. Around Sacramento is where a majority of the smoke is. But you don't really see it or smell it around Fresno, south of Sacramento. But the weather and the news says, you know, there is this smoke in the area, and even up here in Nevada, there is a little bit of a haze from all the smoke. So it hasn't gone away completely, but you can still see the haze from the smoke.
Jay, you know, I was looking at some of the trucks as I was traveling on the interstate over the last couple of months, and I remember seeing Citizens Band radio antennas, 27 megahertz. Okay, do you use one now?
Yes, I do. I keep mine on, and it is a tool. I really wish that more we call them four-wheelers, dual drive cars, small trucks, had CB radios just to keep informed of what's going on, you know, and to let others know what's going on. It's basically a communication tool for everybody else, so that you're given a heads up of what may be coming up. You know, hey,
yeah,
you know, there's
there's
in the middle of the road. You know, watch out for it.
Yeah, or police radar traps, right?
Right.
Yeah, and what about the? It appears to me that I see fewer antennas on trucks, because the 27 megahertz antenna, one quarter wavelength is about 102 inches long. So, you know, if you have a quarter wavelength antenna, you can recognize that very easily as being Citizens Band. And there are shorter ones, yes. They're, you know, base loaded, top loaded, center loaded, meaning coils in other positions of the antenna to effectively have them be electrically longer. But I don't see as many antennas that I would identify as Citizens Band on trucks. Are truck drivers using them less?
A lot of the, and I'm hoping I don't lose you, because I'm coming through a dead. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, you're starting to break up. Tell us quickly, are truck drivers using CB less than before?
Right. The schools, a lot of the schools are teaching. Still hear me?
Yeah, we're losing you.
Okay. Coming up over a pass. Hopefully I'll.
Jay, I think we lost you. I think we just lost Jay.
Okay.
Okay, we've got George in New Hampshire. Welcome, George.
Hi, how are you, Vinny? Hello, Gwyneth. I didn't mean to interrupt there with the other gentleman there. I called just about the same time he did, but he got in first. But anyway,
yeah.
I just wanted to say I was born and raised in a small community outside of Boston that had the dubious distinction of having more fires per square mile than any other community in the United States, with the exception of one other community that was about 8 miles away. And that community held that record for many, many years. I think it went into decades. And there was a fire back in 73, 74, where a third of the city burnt down. And they had over 1,000 pieces of fire apparatus coming from as far away. Now, this was in Massachusetts, coming from New Jersey all the way up into Maine. And they said that it was like a firestorm conditions, and by a miracle, they believe it was arson, because a lot of the real estate values had gone down, and it was found that, you know, instead of taking the financial hit because the market was down, certain individuals were resorting to torching their own property for their, hello? Hello?
We're here. We got
Ben.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
here.
No, that's fine.
No, some musical
no,
thing cut
just
in.
No, I'm on headset.
But I'll just tell you this. Somebody, my might be able to tell me where a fire can start, but no one's going to tell me where it's going to stop. And when you think whatever money could be gained, as opposed to the risk to lives of people in the community, firefighters and everything, I just would like to think that these arsonists might just have a certain spot in hell, maybe one of the hottest parts of hell, reserved for them when they just indiscriminately light fires just for profit or for laughs.
Mm-hmm. We have people who drive down the dirt roads here in Missouri, and they'll just flick their cigarette butts, you know, out the window. It's like they think they have the right to do that. They don't. They don't have the right to litter, and they don't have the right to send lit devices out their vehicle windows. I hate it. I hate it. And, you know, eventually, the farmers are going to be annoyed with this, and we'll probably do something about it. And you might even get a chance to read about it. But I'm sick of it. You know, cans, bottles, string, cigarettes. And my greatest pet peeve is those darn happy birthday balloons. I don't know what people are thinking. They give them to the children let them go, and oh, isn't that, off it goes. And then it lands, and then some cow chokes on it. It's disgusting. We need to stop. We need to ban them. They're dangerous when they land.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
today?
Today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. Got Gwyneth Isaacs with us. And we've got George in New Hampshire. George, we're talking about fires, and you're talking about an area of New Hampshire that was, or an area of the East Coast that had a lot of fires. And we're talking about arson, and we're talking about, you know, it used to be called kind of like induced lightning when,
yes,
when restaurants
exactly
would go.
What you mean.
Yeah, when restaurants would
get the expression, yeah,
induced lightning. Yeah, you know, if a restaurant started up and it wasn't working so well and just catch fire and you know, spontaneously combust almost, and at least like yeah, that's what it would appear. But it was is always or many times believed to be arson. Is that what you're talking about happened in your neck of the woods?
Well, yes, definitely, because they even had an individual who was like the vice mayor, and he was. And when the mayor decided to run for a lieutenant governorship, this man was about to step into the position of mayor. And what happened was that he had a shoe store down on the main street. And there'd been a number of fires, you know, that would start in one business and it would basically take out almost the city block. And this man was seen hours after his store's close, leaving his store, when within 5 minutes after he left, smoke was seen pouring out of his store. And he was arrested. And one day before he was supposed to become mayor, he was indicted for arson. And I guess they had enough evidence there that he didn't expect the police to be around the area, but they happened to see, he was seen leaving within minutes after the flames started and the smoke. So let's just say, you know, like I said, this became somewhat commonplace in that particular community, and hence it had the number one or at least the number two spot in the entire United States of having more fires per square mile. And it was also only 2 miles square in the entire city. It was the smallest city in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I was working at the bank, and I got a call from our insurance agent. And he said, Vinny, did you see the paper this morning? And I said, no, what's up, John? And he said, well, I could have sworn it looked like your building, you know, was on the front page. And I said, no, I don't think so. So I went and I got the newspaper and I called him back. And there's a picture of a fireman, you know, throwing stuff out the second story window of this apartment building. Or actually, it was a single family house that I bought. It was in a row house in the city. And I said, I can't believe it's ours. And what happened was the tenant was a woman, and she was about 30 years old. She had a daughter, was 15, who had a daughter. And then the tenant's mother was there, so we had the mother, the daughter, the daughters. There's like four generations ended up in this place. And we rented it to one person. Anyway, so the 30-year-old had a squabble with her boyfriend. So he took her checkbook and set it on fire, just lit it on fire. And it's paper and it burns. So he threw it in the trash in the kitchen. And there was some, you know, kitchen trash in there and started smoldering. And he decided that that wasn't really a good place for it because I just put a new set of kitchen cabinets in, you know, walls. I mean, I just redid the entire house. It was really nice. And so I even put a new back deck on this place. So he took the lit checkbook, and it was in a plastic trash can. He put it on the back deck right next to the lawnmower and the gas can and set the whole place on fire. Yep. So I got a chance to see what it was like. He was arrested for arson. And but we made the front page of the newspaper, you know. And I learned about it by seeing it after our insurance agent called. But yeah, it's happened. So Jay's back with us. Gentlemen, George, do you want to stay with us?
Please.
Okay. George's going to stay with us. Jay's going to be with us. Gwyneth's going to be with us. And we'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm Ben Finelli.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Allimed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.